May the Lord give you inspiration and stamina, and may he find you busy about his business when he comes. Amen. My precious family, I want to share with you some of the trials we've gone through in hopes that your prayers will help us in a breakthrough and give you strength and courage to persevere. In case you haven't been informed, we are under several X-class electromagnetic waves of energy produced by the sun's unprecedented activity. The earth is warming because the energy being sent from the sun, wave after wave of radiation, is being absorbed into the core of the earth, heating it up along with all the oceans of the world. There is a huge sea under the surface of the earth, and prehistoric creatures are living there. But because of this heat, they are rising up from under the earth, where there is a massive ocean. Because of the rising temperatures, dead sea creatures are washing up on the shores, and many unusual things are being seen. In Revelation 16:3, when the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. This is happening in mass around the world. This energy is also undermining our magnetosphere, and there are actually places in the world where no one can enter or they will be killed instantly by the space weather that has penetrated to the earth, which we used to have protection from, but the radiation from the sun has successfully burned holes in it. Commensurate with that is the increase in volcanoes and earthquakes. We are in the end times, beloved family. This radiation is affecting the health of everyone not shielded from it. Metal roofs do help to deflect it. Special fabric also works and can be made into clothing, hats, and covers for equipment. If you've been feeling extremely exhausted, it may be from these X-class CMEs, coronal mass ejections. A very serious one arriving in 1 week from today around the 7th of June is expected and may set off volcanoes and earthquakes. In any case, these events have made me exhausted and unable to think clearly, especially because we live at a high elevation, so we're more subject to the sun's rays. In addition to that, the local satanic covens have been coming up in the middle of the night, laying traps and curses on people in the hermitages and on the property, which we have to clean up in the morning. It's been a real piece of work just to stay in the saddle, dear ones. So I am seriously asking for your prayers, and so is the Lord. I began my conversation with Jesus. Oh Lord, I understand now that I haven't been working for you with all my heart. I've permitted fatigue and illness to slow me down. Jesus replied, I'm so glad you finally recognize it. Oh, Jesus, I am so sorry. Please, Lord, how did this happen? You are not feeling well, but you have to push through it, beloved. You cannot drop the ball. Too many are counting on you. Forgive me, Lord, but I've been feeling that I'm not helping anyone, and when I get a wisdom message, I refrain from writing it because I know you have asked for more about heaven. I do want more about heaven, and you have plenty to draw from in the Chronicles of the Bride book. Beloved, it is just a matter of doing what you know I want you to do, whether you feel like it or not. You are relying too much on your own opinion and feelings, and they sabotage your inspiration. Nobody said it would be easy or flow like a silk scarf. No, rather it is more like putting a scarf that has fallen into the bushes and is covered with stickers and burrs on your head. There are endless sticky spots that you must navigate and overcome with resolve, that you know for a fact, this is what I want. Your faith also has been under attack. That which I have said I will do, and in fact will be completed. I am not about to leave off on a work in midstream. That is not my method of operation. Rather, I finish what I begin. Many now on the internet are recognizing the need for a change in the tone of their messages to cheer and inspire the weary and worn body of Christ. Satan has played my people, making them weary of living, and it is a constant struggle for even my most faithful servants to continue on in my work. The prophet's calling is also to restore the beaten down believers with a fresh word of encouragement so they can continue on. Your journeys with me into heaven are badly needed. I want my people to get their eyes off the earth and onto the rewards that await them for all their suffering. This is why I send prophets to them. You have fallen down into a dark place, a prison of impossibilities that is being used against you. You are not the only one. Satan is making an all-out effort to render my assignments an impossibility, so my servants will give it up altogether. Nothing is impossible to me, and your life must be founded on this reality, or you will continue to falter and stagnate. The entire body of Christ is suffering under a blanket of discouragement. That is why my prophets are spreading encouraging words, and I would like you to be one of them. Your words of encouragement are very direct and hit the mark. Lord, this is what I want as well. I'm just lacking in confidence that I'm doing any good. That is a lie, because you are a powerful encourager, from the littlest things to the biggest. You move souls to keep on with me and trust my plan for their lives. I thought about what he was saying for a few seconds. Now he's smiling at me. You get it. Finally, all of this discouragement is a smokescreen to stop you in your tracks. Get back up on that heavenly horse I've given you and trot right through their midst, delivering hope to the faltering. Lord, please lift me up. I am beaten down and weary. I know. More of me and less of everything and everybody that have no direct bearing on encouraging my bride to have stamina and finish the race. Don't you think I can quicken your faltering body? That's funny, because I just pulled a Rhema card that said, O Lord, that you would blow upon the embers of this faint heart and cause it to burst into flames of holiness. So I answered him, Yes, Lord, I do think you can. Please, would you? And that was early this morning, and tonight I'm feeling so much better and more connected now. Jesus continued, The changes you are making now in your daily habits will facilitate that. But I am not going to give you that grace if you only run a few miles with it. I want to see you at the finish line, victorious, I might add. This is doable. but it is in your hands to rally up for the challenge. It is true that the prayer warriors are also faltering and supporting you, so you must encourage them too. Beloved warriors, every success depends upon your support for Mother Claire. She is not young anymore and has many physical challenges to overcome, not the least of which is also taking care of her husband. She needs your help and your prayers. She is worn down and running on fumes. Your prayers will lift her out of this dark place and stabilize her. She needs you every day. I still have work for her that you will greatly benefit from. But at this rate, it's not getting done and will not get done without your serious intercession on her behalf. It's up to you. Do you want the treasures I have saved up for you? Or are you complacent and self-satisfied? I know you all have burdens to carry and pray about, but what you want from me, from this vessel, can only be done by intense prayer for her. Press in and do not slack off. Be sure to listen to the messages as I give them to her. She's not as strong as she appears to be, and I chose her because I would get all the credit for anything she undertook. This, in turn, is a great inspiration and lesson for you all to reach higher in the confidence that when I tell you what I want to accomplish through you, I will do the doing. You are but my faithful and obedient little vessels. Great things are accomplished because of that. Oh, how beautiful are my dedicated intercessors. I cherish you. Remember also that she is under the relentless attack from satanic covens around the world, Africa being some of the strongest. Much vigilance is necessary. Many prayers of protection are necessary. An immediate response to curses has become crucial. I am allowing them to try the community so that each member will recognize their vulnerable buttons and train themselves to overcome them. In this regard, these witches are doing me a great service. But recognizing this, your vigilant prayers are needed to strengthen her and the community to grow in brotherly love and compassion, especially for those treading the eternal dead-end paths of hatred and cursing, those who are deeply entrenched in Satan's ways because they have believed lies about me. Pray for her adversaries. They are indeed very lost. I am counting on you, Heart Dwellers, to turn the tides here and make it possible for her to bring you more messages, the ones that you are hungering for, and I have for you. You will receive a prophet's reward for your faithful prayers. And that was the end of his beautiful message.